Big brother? What are you doing in here? Sure you are. And that's why your suitcase is still totally packed, huh? Why the only thing that you seem to have gotten out is your dick. You can't hide it from me. I know what you look like when you masturbate. Even more importantly, I know what you smell like when you're masturbating. And it reeks of Big Brother cock in here. You know that? Yeah, it does. Just smell it. Blech. Smells like cock. Your cock, to be specific. You should really learn to open up a window first before you start doing this. Now scooch over. Oh, come on. I want to play with it too. And I know you want me to play with it too, don't you, Big Brother? That's what I thought. Now come on. Let me see. Look at you, Big Brother. Absolutely rock hard. What got you like this, huh? We haven't even been home for 5 minutes. You didn't walk through the door this hard, did you? Now, whatever could have gotten you like that, huh? Oh, it's my fault, is it? Sure it is. Guess I'd better take responsibility then, huh? Here. Let me help. There we go. Better than doing it on your own, isn't it? You feel really pent up, Big Brother. Was our vacation that hard on you? I can't imagine why. No, really. Thought you fucked me enough. So why are you still so pent up, huh? Is it because of all the teasing I did on the car ride home? Come on. That was nothing compared to the car ride there, right? I was way rougher on you a couple days ago when we were driving out to the mountain. Honestly, though, it's your fault for calling shotgun. You know you should have ridden in the back seat with me. I don't know why you had to ride in the front seat next to Dad. The view in the back's better anyway. At least that's what I think. But no, you just had to call shotgun, just had to ride in the front seat. It's no wonder I couldn't help but tease you a little, you know. You deserved it. Sitting up there next to Dad like that. Peeking in the view. Abandoning me in the back seat. That's just cruel. I was there all by myself. You know how much I miss you when you're not back there with me, right? That's why I couldn't help but lean forward and whisper in your ear, Big Brother. I couldn't help but think about when I wasn't so lonely. Couldn't help but think about my Big Brother. How just the night before you'd been kissing me. touching me, welcoming yourself into my bedroom, fucking me. Really, it's your fault. You spoil me so much and then you abandon me for something stupid like the front seat. You deserved it. Yeah, I think you deserved that too. Especially once you leaned all the way back. I think you wanted me to keep whispering in your ear, huh? You took up all the space where my arms go. I had no choice but to put them around you, okay? That was your fault too. You deserve to have your hair tussled up after abandoning me like that. I play with your hair all the time, Big Brother. There's no way Dad thought that was weird. Everyone knows I love running my fingers through your hair. And I was pulling it enough to give you a good lesson for abandoning me and taking up all my lap space. You deserved that just as much as everything else, too. Come on. Don't you think I kind of made up for it, too? I only tussled up your hair a little bit. It didn't take long for me to give you a shoulder massage, right? So what if my hand started to wander a little lower? You know how much I like your back. How muscly and strong it is. How firm and wide your shoulders are. You know how I get when I feel your body, Big Brother? You can't blame me for reaching lower and lower to feel more of it. And your lap, too. I had to bring my hand all the way down there. It was subconscious at first, really. It was. I think my palm just started to feel empty, you know? So used to holding you like this. I couldn't help but reach down a little lower. Slide my hand down from your neck to your shoulders, down your biceps and sides, all the way down between the seat of the car and the car door, until I was just pulling at the hem of your pants. Tugging the waistband towards me. Telling you just how much I wanted my hand in there. It was everything I could do not to stick my hand in it right away. And besides, it's a good thing I did that, isn't it? Otherwise, you never would have realized what a tent you were pitching right there in the front seat next to Dad. You would have let him see your whole boner on full display if I hadn't done that. I'm sure of it. You needed me to remind you how hard you were. Needed me to pull my hand back up and rub your shoulders and tell you to relax, to breathe nice and deep and slowly. To tell you how tense you were, Big Brother. And to tell you to take your jacket off so I could rub your shoulders better. So you could put it down on your lap and cover up that big fat boner you had. You were the one who was gonna get us caught that time, not me. I know I've put us in our fair share of risky situations before, but this time if we got caught, it would have been all your fault, you know. I'm not the one who got hard in the front seat. I'm not the one who called shotgun. I'm not the one who took up my lap with your chair. That was all you, Big Brother, so if we got caught that time, it would have been your fault. You're lucky I'm looking out for you, Big Brother. And besides, it was nice once you put that jacket on your lap, right? Especially after Dad got that phone call from Mom. When he was nice and distracted, your lap was perfectly covered. I knew it was the perfect opportunity to reach down and slide my hand under your pants to tickle just the tip of your cock with the tips of my fingers to slowly edge my hand further and further in until I was palming your cock, rubbing my fingers around it, focusing as much as I could on the tip, making it feel really good for you, just like you taught me, Big Brother. I know you liked it. You got my hand awfully slimy for someone who didn't like it. Hey, that's not my fault. How was I supposed to know Mom was gonna want to talk to you after that, huh? Okay. So maybe the comments I made while she was talking to you are my fault, but come on! You gotta admit, there were some pretty good lines, right? I mean, she was all, "Have you drinking enough water today?" And I was like, "Of course, Mom. He's drank lots and lots of juice from me already." And she said, "Did you eat the breakfast I made for you this morning?" And I said, "Yeah, Mom." He's already eaten out the little bit. "Yeah, Mom. He's already eaten out the little sister you made for him plenty." And she said, "Make sure to take care of your little sister." And I said, "Oh, don't worry, Mom. He takes really, really good care of me. And even better care of my pussy." Oh, calm down. You worry too much. There's no way she heard. I was whispering super quiet in your other ear. There's no way she noticed anything. And I bet Dad didn't notice either. He was probably just happy to have Mom off his case for once and talking to you instead. Well, of course it's not an issue for me to talk to Mom while I do that kind of thing. See, Big Brother, the reason you struggle with it is because you had all those years before I was born, where you were just a normal son to them. My whole life, I've been fucking around with my Big Brother. So I'm used to hiding it. I still don't think it's all that weird. It's a real shame that they'd be mad if they caught us. Hush up! You got a happy ending, didn't you? I mean, you didn't seem all that upset when we got to the gas station. In fact, you seemed pretty excited to me. Waiting for Dad to go in to pay for gas. Calling me up to the front seat almost right away to have me suck on your cock a little bit. Keeping watch for him to return while my head bobs up and down on your lap. You liked that a lot, didn't you? Oh, I think you did. I mean, just listen to the sounds you make when I do this. Yeah, just like that, big brother. No, I think in the car, you fucked my face even harder since you know you didn't have that long before Dad got back. And once you saw him walking back, you pushed me off your lap so hard. You're such a bully, you know that? You don't know how to appreciate a good thing when you've got your little sister on your lap like that. So what if Dad sees? Personally, I think Dad might be a little bit of a pervert too. I think he might have liked it. Or been happy for you. Or in the very least not cared. Yeah, yeah. Whatever you see, big brother. I think everyone in this family's a pervert. And I'm the only one brave enough to do something about it. That's why I dragged you into the bathroom with me. Caught up with Dad as he was leaving. Asked him to buy us some snacks and told him we had to use the restroom all of a sudden. He was so mad, wondering why we didn't go sooner. So frustrated with us. He spent all that time inside and we didn't come inside once. And now that he's leaving, we're begging him to get us snacks and let us use the restroom. And that gas station attendant watching us quabble. You know, I don't think there's a doubt in his mind I was your little sister the way we were bickering. And, you know, there's also no doubt in my mind he probably heard you fucking me inside out. I mean, you asked for the key from him. And then we went into the bathroom. Maybe it's an outdoor bathroom, sure. But I don't know. I feel like that vent behind the glass with him could totally hear everything through the bathroom. If he knows what sounds to listen for, I'm 100% sure he knows what it sounds like when two people are fucking. And that gas station was gross. It was so nasty. And yet, as soon as I walk in through that door, you got me slammed up against the wall, huh, big brother? Don't act like you're innocent now, mister. You're just as bad as me. Soon as I walked in, you had me pushed right up against that icky door, locking it, shoving your tongue down my throat, making out with me lots and lots and lots. You wouldn't even let me breathe for a couple of minutes. Flipping up my skirt. You were just as hungry for me as I was for you, you know. The way that you were fingering my pussy. Or the way that you yanked me off the wall and bent me over and started fucking me. That bathroom was so gross. The floor was filthy. Probably 100 people have fucked there already. Lots and lots. pretty sure I even saw a used condom by the toilet. Do you know how gross that was? I was afraid to touch anything. And you were still fucking me so hard. You bully of a big brother. Like you were trying to break me. Turn me crazy or something like that. God, I couldn't even keep my voice in. I couldn't keep my balance. The way that you were slamming into my ass like that, fucking me from behind. And every time I tried to get my balance back, you'd stick your feet in between mine and spread them. You know how hard it is? How difficult it is to stay standing when you've got your big brother's hard cock shoved into your pussy, pressing right up against your womb, huh? You know how difficult that was for me, big brother? And there wasn't even anything for me to lean on. I had to put my hands on the corner of the sink and just promise to wash my hands really well afterwards. Even the sink was gross. It's a miracle you could see anything through the mirror. And you saw lots through the mirror, didn't you? By the time I looked up, you'd probably been staring at me forever. Switching your gaze in between the ass you were pounding. And my face going through the throes of orgasm in the mirror. I know you can tell the minute I made eye contact with you. Because my pussy got so tight. It was so exciting being able to see you. You know that? You've never looked so hot before. The look on your face. All you rutted into me. The way that your hands were clenching my ass. It was really good, Big Brother. You looked really, really, really hot, you know? It was everything I could do to keep my eyes open. Tightening up around you, pinching my face closed, and then forcing them open so I could keep eye contact with you. How bad I wanted to look at you, Big Brother. How bad I wanted to see your face when you were coming inside of me. How desperately I needed to see that. Fuck, it was so hot, Big Brother. You're so goddamn hot sometimes, you know that? Fuck. And when you came inside of me, getting to see that look of absolute ecstasy on your face, when you plastered your BB batter all over my insides, when you thrust yourself so deep inside of me, I was practically collapsing on the sink. Twitching. And looking up at you just as much as I could. God, it was so hot. We need to get a mirror, Big Brother. We need a mirror in your room right away. A full-length one. Something where I can see you fuck me all the time. That was so hot. How primal the look on your face was. And I'm sure you loved the ditzy look on mine, too. My mouth hanging open with how loud I was moaning. That poor gas station attendant. Probably had to look our father in the eye while listening to you rail your little sister. Dad came back with extra water, too. Gas station attendant probably told him we'd need it, so he just went ahead with it. It was good, though. I think the only thing I regret is how hard it was to keep all of your cum inside of me. I told you! Your stinky big brother. When you masturbate and fuck, it makes everything reek like sex. Your sperm's potent, you know. It was so hard making sure that I got all of it off of my pussy lips. Shoving the rest of it nice and deep so it wouldn't leak out. Pulling my panties up nice and tight to keep your cum in me as much as possible. I was so worried about making the car smell like sex from your sperm dripping out of me. And And then the whole rest of the way up to the mountain. It was hard not to touch myself. It's a good thing I had you in the back seat with me, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I probably would have started masturbating thinking about that. But instead, I had my sweet big brother there to support me in the back seat. You make the perfect pillow, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just so cozy. Laying on your lap in the back seat. Curled up like I was. And then when it got too bright, you were so kind to me, Big Brother. You know? You put it over my head so that the light wouldn't bother me anymore. Then I gotta get a few minutes of, shut-eye, right? And at least until I rolled over and pressed my nose into your crotch. Mmm, and could smell the scent of my pussy all over your cock. You didn't really think it was possible for me to not pull your cock out when I was right there against it like that, huh? When I could smell my juices mixed in with your musk like that? You're stinky, Big Brother. Mmm, your cock especially so. It always smells so good. Mouth watering. Just like now. And I wanted it so bad in the car too. It's not my fault you couldn't stop me because you were afraid Dad would notice you moving too much. At first, I was really just gonna lick you clean, I promise. I wanted to make sure that smell didn't seep into the car. I was just gonna lick it. Just a little bit. I just wanted to clean your cock up, I promise. But once I got a taste, it all just tasted so good. And I got greedy for more. I tried to be as quiet as possible, I promise, Big Brother. I was so gentle. I was so slow. You have no idea how much I just wanted to shove your rock-hard cock down my throat like this. How much I wanted to feel the tip of your cock in my esophagus. But I restrained myself. And I did a good job, right, Big Brother? I didn't go too fast. My head was only just barely bobbing on your cock underneath your jacket in the back seat. If Dad looked back at any given point in time, he wouldn't have been able to see me. And you had your eyes closed, right? So what if I got a little aggressive when I started to taste you getting close? You know that there's no taste I love more on this earth than the taste of your pre-cum. Well, maybe that's not true. I really love the taste of just your cum. Even more potent than your pre-cum. Your semen's just so good. Big Brother's baby batter is so fresh. So salty and delicious. The taste of my future kids. Come on, Big Brother. Why don't you come down my throat, huh? Come deep down my throat like you wanted to in the car. Go ahead and fuck my face like you wanted to in the back seat. We had to be slow and quiet and gentle there, but in your room we can have fun, right? Come on, Big Brother. Have fun with your little sister's throat for once. Finished getting unpacked. It's almost time for dinner. You don't want Mom to come up here and smell how much your room reeks, right?